I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Mint Light Morning Shot, and I am Shohini Sen. Good morning. Here's a roundup of the news you can use before you start your day.
An Australian push to host the 2032 Olympics was elevated overnight to the status of preferred bid, and the people of Brisbane and Southeast Queensland state woke up to the news on Thursday morning. It's not a done deal yet, but powerful Olympic official John Coates is vowing to make it across the finish line when the IOC makes the final call. The 2032 contest was expected to include Doha, Qatar, and Budapest, Hungary, which withdrew late from the 2024 contest to pave the way for Los Angeles being offered the 2028 Olympics. New Zealand's success in battling the coronavirus has unleashed an unanticipated problem: skyrocketing house prices, reports AP. When the pandemic first hit, most experts predicted house prices would fall. Instead, prices have risen by more than 19% over the past year, putting them out of reach for many people wanting to buy their first home. The government, which has come under increasing criticism for its response to the housing squeeze, on Thursday announced the first of what it says will be a series of moves to address the issue by ordering the nation's central bank to consider the impact on house prices when making decisions. Reserve Bank Governor Adrian Orr said it welcomed the new directive, which is in tune with its own advice to the government. The central bank has also recently announced its own moves to restrict lending to housing investors. A sailor who fell overboard from a supply ship in the Pacific Ocean at 4 a.m. spent more than 14 hours clinging to an old fishing buoy before being rescued, reports The Guardian. Alone in the middle of the ocean and without a life jacket, at dawn, he chose to swim towards a black speck on the horizon, a decision that would ultimately save his life. Vidam Perevertilov, the chief engineer on board the Silver Supporter, was hauled back on deck nearly a full day after falling overboard on 16 February as his freighter made a supply run between New Zealand's Tauranga port on the country's North Island and the isolated British territory of Pitcairn. He later told his son he had been feeling dizzy after finishing a night shift in the engine room and had walked out onto the deck to recover before falling. Pervetilov remembers gaining consciousness, seeing his ship sailing away into the dark. Chinese President Xi Jinping on Thursday declared his country had achieved the human miracle of eliminating extreme poverty, though questions continue to surround the Communist Party's criteria for making the claim. In a glitzy ceremony in Beijing, Xi bestowed medals on officials from rural communities, some wearing traditional ethnic minority attire, and promised to share this Chinese example with other developing nations. China last year claimed it had achieved its long-trumpeted goal of lifting all of its people above a poverty line of $2.30 in daily income. That is slightly above the World Bank's lowest threshold of $1.90, but below what is recommended for higher income countries. The World Bank says China has lifted more than 800 million people out of extreme poverty since turning to market reforms in the 1970s, after decades of state planning and ill-advised Maoist campaigns that had stifled the economy. China is now providing help to developing countries still struggling with poverty. Zookeepers have compiled the world's largest collection of thermal images of elephants. The pictures show elephants in every pose as they play, eat, and hang out in their enclosure at ZSL Whipsnade Zoo. the 30,000 selfies are being used in a conservation project to help save endangered elephants. The researchers are developing new technology to help reduce human-elephant conflict in countries where elephants roam free. Alasdair Davies, conservation technology expert at the Zoological Society of London, told the BBC that the project had implications for both wild elephants and the people they live alongside in Africa and Asia. He told BBC News it can detect elephants confidently at a certain distance, and we want to get this into the field now and actually put it in the wild, helping wild animals and communities live side by side. Clashes between human and elephants pose a grave threat to the survival of wild elephants in Asia as well as in Africa.
You're listening to Mint Light Morning Shot with Shohini Sen. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Shohini Sen or on Facebook and Instagram at HD Smartcast. And to listen to more such podcasts, do log on to hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.